Most of us have people in our lives, friends, families, partners, colleagues, professionals, people who support us formally or informally. It can be quite a list. And you will know that as you overcome addiction, some of those people will be of help and some will not. The first step then is to group people into categories. List those who you believe are helpful, those who you see as unhelpful, and those who you are unsure about or have mixed feelings. And think very carefully about each group. Challenge yourself about the reasons for putting the people into the different groups. One of the big issues with overcoming addiction is how you manage those you've been doing your addiction with. Think about who those people are. Think about the strategies you want to use. Think about managing the level of contact that you want. Is it no contact, some contact? What does that contact look like? And as you start to note your strategy, rather than noting what you will do or are going to do or may do or might do, note what you are doing. Bring it into the present. So you'll be noting things like, I'm not taking John's calls, or I'm only seeing Mary in the mornings, or I'm deleting Pete from my phone. Again, this brings the action into now, and this will generate a response in you. Act on that response, amend the action if needed, and then do it. Similarly, when considering the people who are helpful, note what you are doing and what they're doing. Talk to them if needed. Be clear about what you want from them and how this will help you. Negotiate what works for both of you. Ask them to be frank about their limits, and this is really important. Some people will always be there for you with limitless time and support. Some will want to agree boundaries. Be honest and be clear about this. Give them permission to do this. And finally, that group which you're not sure about or have mixed feelings. There are sadly no easy answers. Be honest with yourself about your concerns. My recommendation is to err on the side of caution. However, sometimes you do need to allow people the chance to step up and become part of the helpful group. And sometimes it's possibly safer to assume that people are going to be unhelpful. Plan for this and then be pleasantly surprised when they step up and help. The bottom line is only you know. You know the people in your network. You know what those people mean to you. And you know how they are towards you, to your addiction, and to you overcoming addiction. You also know yourself. You know if you can cope with people letting you down or pleasantly surprising you. You know what support you need, and deep down, you know who you can count on. Just be wary. People can react unexpectedly. That is their choice. And it is down to them to behave as they want, no matter what you would like to happen and what you would like them to do. Be prepared, therefore, to adjust your plans.